Next Year in Space, written by Snowy Knight, read by Raven. Summary: Lieutenant Kirk befriends Lieutenant Spock through written missives. Pre-canon AU, where Jim is a scientist. Dear Lieutenant Spock, thank you for your eloquent response to my recent published paper on Intergalactic Astrophysics Journal. I am honored and privileged to receive your regards and observations, and I must say, you have set an extremely high bar for the rest of us by serving on active duty on a starship and conducting important research at the same time. I am conducting a follow-up research of the same topic, and I will be delighted for any comment from you when it's published. I'm looking forward to hear more from you. Yours sincerely, James T. Kirk. Dear Spock, it is breathtaking to hear of your experience and discovery during the last mission, and to think it's only what you're allowed to disclose. I can feel your fascination to see and discover what no one has seen before, and it is what I love most about exploratory missions, too. While teaching at the Academy is fulfilling, I long to return to active duty whenever I receive your letter. I'm intrigued by the new technique you used to determine stellar age in your latest research, as it will be very useful in the study of stellar evolution. Have you read Cathay's study about the cosmic microwave background? I've included a copy to you as it seems to be relevant to your interest. Best regards, Jim. How badly are you hurt from your last mission? Have you recovered well? What kind of minor injury do you suffer exactly? Are you all right now? It is definitely not necessary to apologize for your delay in reply. Your health and recovery should be your priority. Everything can wait. I am glad to hear that you're fine now. You should take better care of yourself, as a good soldier is one who knows when to retreat. A dead hero is useless to anyone and only hurts those who care about them. I am buried deep in marking exam papers and assignments. It's definitely not my favorite part of work. You have mentioned that you're curious about Terran tea. I have included a tea variety pack with my written missive as a sampling. Feel free to tell me your opinion of them. Glad you've liked the spiced tea, or find them agreeable. I am sending food synthesizer cards of those tea flavors to you so you can enjoy them whenever you can. Sorry for the brief letter. The voice input is being difficult, and it's hard to type with my right arm in a sling. I have never expected to have my words used against me. Don't worry, it's only a minor lab accident, in which some cadets didn't manage to observe the lab protocols. Nobody else is hurt, and my arm is recovering. I am glad to hear that you will be in time to attend the annual Intergalactic Astrophysics Conference on Earth this year. As for accommodation, you can stay in my apartment for the whole conference if you don't mind living with an illogical human. It is near the Academy, and I have a spare guest room. Looking forward to your reply. Stardate 2007.1, Sunday Rain. It was beyond my expectation to see Spock in person. His intelligence, curiosity, and sense of gentle humor were evident in his letters, but I did not expect the strength of his full personality. After helping him to settle in, we discussed our presentation topics and subjects of interest. We had so much to talk about, and his opinion was always insightful and thought-provoking. I felt as if we had known each other for a long time. He really liked the tea I gave him last time, so I was glad that I stocked up. While I had read about his exploits on the Enterprise in his letters, it couldn't beat hearing about them in person. My heart still raced hearing how he got the minor injury in the first place. It was lucky that his wit saved the day, or the fleet would lose an excellent officer, and the best person I met in life. I told him that he should be more careful. Delegation was a thing that existed, while he raised his eyebrow and commented that I shouldn't be the pot calling the kettle black. As if dragging the cadets out of a burning lab was comparable to risking his own life to save a whole party. I have never seen anyone who can say so much with their eyebrows, though. Tomorrow we will attend the session on quantum physics of information before going to a vegetarian restaurant for dinner. I can't wait for tomorrow to come. Spock's leaving tomorrow, and I've already missed him. Too bad that he had to return to his ship so soon. I wish that we could serve together, but who knows when and if it can happen. Never mind, I really should think of choosing a parting gift for him, even though gifts are illogical. I'd better be quick, though. Time to surf the net again. The end. Thank you for listening.